Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Okay, welcome back to Friends from Work. I'm Kyle and he's Robbie. And as we go through this rewatch experience, we always end the episodes kind of giving a ranking of these movies and how they fit into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. As you know, everybody's lists are wildly different.
Right.
So we want to kind of just take a quick second to do like a little palate cleanser, a little short explanation on where our rankings come from.
A Marvelette, if you will.
Ooh. A Marvelette.
Like that?
Yes.
You like that?
Okay. Yeah, I do. So this
all
could
for
be
free.
He'll be here all day. This is a Marvelette on our rankings explanation. So a lot of times these lists can be so different because the criteria we're ranking on can be so vastly different. For example,
right.
If you asked me what's the most like rewatchable film, what's the film I like to pop in the most, that answer is probably different than what was like your best experience with the movie the first time.
Right.
For example, I think Avengers Endgame is incredible, and as you'll find out, I think it's very high on my list and towards the top. However, it is a very emotionally taxing movie. So in some ways, I don't know that it's always the easiest movie just to throw on like in the background some night while you're having dinner. Whereas maybe like Guardians of the Galaxy or Thor Ragnarok could be something that's super just easy and rewatchable. So
right.
I'm not basing these rankings strictly off rewatchability, but we also acknowledge that we bring biases towards these certain characters and certain storylines that each of us like more than others, and that affects it, right?
Yeah, and on the flip side, I think you also have to balance the films that you think are maybe objectively the best as standalone films versus the characters that you really enjoy watching. So for me, that's going to come into play pretty soon here with Captain America the First Avenger, because Captain America is just one of my favorite characters to watch. And so even though that film is not necessarily as objectively good as some other films, it's still going to get a little boost in my ranking because of how much I just enjoy that character.
And an example for me is going to be Iron Man 2, where it's objectively not great, it's not perfect, it's not as good as some others, but because I am personally biased towards Tony and Thor, I have a good time watching that movie. It's very entertaining for me, so I end up scoring that movie a little higher than maybe you normally would. So,
right. And then, of course, on the other hand, there are going to be certain films that we think are objectively great standalone movies, but that don't necessarily include the characters that really resonate with us the most. And so that's also going to affect our scores for those films.
Acknowledging that these like factors and biases exist has to be a thing when you're ranking these movies. And I think it's a thing for anyone who's making the list. You have your personal biases. And the last point is just, I think we're trying to review it based off what is the most pure cinematic experience. Like, where were you when you first watched it? How do you remember feeling when that movie ended? And then when we rewatch it, does that confirm those feelings or deny those feelings?
Right.
And so I guess that's our three main points, Robbie. Whenever you hear a score that Robbie and I give in these upcoming rewatch episodes, it is one of three things. One, we love the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and we deem all these movies to be watchable. So anything below a 50% we deem is probably not watchable.
Right.
And so most of these movies are going to be on that scale. That 50 would be the lowest we would go, because we do think they're all watchable and we like them all. So that's the first thing. The second thing is we are biased towards individual characters. So Robbie may bring in his influences for Captain America, and I may bring in my influences towards Iron Man. And that's going to affect those scores, with both of us acknowledging that maybe they aren't perfect movies that way. And lastly, we are factoring in the overall experience we have when we watch these movies for the first time, and how does that experience change as we rewatch them.
Right.
So those three factors combined is how Robbie and I are going to give you one score. So that is our Marvelette on our rankings explanation. We hope you enjoy the rest of our rewatch experience. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.